Good morning, 8:37. FLX Morning, it's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health, and you know what that means. It means we say good morning to Laura Turbide. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Before we meet our guest today, I think I forgot to ask you last time. I usually ask you the general question about any news or notes within the system or anything that people ought to know.
Absolutely. We're thrilled to share that we've got a couple new providers starting, and we have a third, a new dermatologist joining us, actually an experienced dermatologist who's joining us this summer. She'll join Dr. Lambert and Dr. Carpenter, and that'll be fantastic because it's such a need. We know we have an agricultural region and important to get people getting those sun cancer screenings. We also have a new GI physician joining us, and we have Dr. Becker, who's hand and upper extremity, and he will be on the show with us soon. And he, in April, I think we've got him scheduled. And he not only is seeing patients in our Geneva office at Interlakes Orthopedics, but also the Clifton office. So really great to have hand and upper extremity back within our ortho team. So there's always something happen, and we're always excited, particularly when we can sort of enhance that access to care close to home.
Well, and that leads into what we're going to talk about today, which is getting more great people into the system.
It is. That is critical. You cannot watch the news, you can't turn on the TV, you can't read something without thinking and talking about what the past few years has been like. It's been very extraordinary circumstances for everyone, and healthcare is no exception. And as a matter of fact, healthcare has kind of been at the forefront of that, with changes and more need for staff and increased for everything from our long-term care teams have been stretched to our acute care teams. Obviously, we know that people have seen what a huge difference you can make in lives of others. There's been no time in history, I think, that we haven't been able to see the impact, how meaningful this work is, and how important this work is. So as the largest employer, really important for us to continue to bring talent in and skilled people and people who are committed to this region and people who want to care for their friends and neighbors. So I'm just so happy today that we have Kara Silkowitz here, and she is our talent acquisition manager, which means in essence, she is responsible for helping us meet, connect with, onboard. There's some other help. There's some other people in her team that help with some of these things, but to get people to join our health system. So we have a lot, in addition to compensation, really, I think people, when you look at the whole package of benefits and things, the most important, I guess I would say, value in working with us as the Finger Lakes Health family is just that. It's sort of a family, and you know the work you're doing makes a real difference. So everybody from our housekeeping team to our nutrition team to our nurses to our techs and aides and in the lab, countless across our system, we have people who purchase things. We have people who are accountants. We have people just don't realize. We have people who maintain inventory of supplies. We have people like me who come and get to talk on the radio. So countless roles, whether you realize it or not, to be able to work for a not-for-profit organization and be able to fulfill that mission. It's one thing to sort of clean a room somewhere else. It's another thing to clean a room and know you're impacting a life. So hopefully we can hear a little bit from Kara about our tuition assistance and tuition buyback programs for people who might have some school debt they're looking to clean up, some people who want to join a career ladder and really have opportunity for career progression within an organization. So she's the expert, so I'm going to turn it over to her, but so much to talk about.
Kara, good morning. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you, Laura. So one of the things I do want to talk about is there really is, as Laura was saying, we're an extension of the community, and so there's a place for everybody at Finger Lakes Health. We have a career opportunity for everyone. One of the things I do want to talk about is, you know, our nutritional services that we have in Huntington Living Center, Geneva General Hospital, Soldiers and Sailors Hospital. We offer positions for high school students. And so any student who really is not sure what they want to do with their careers, there's great opportunity there to kind of step in. I mean, they're learning about special diets. They're working with diet techs, dietitians. It's not your typical food and beverage type of position. So I mean, starting there in high school, we have opportunity available.
Wow. Let me just, I want to back up before we get into more details about these opportunities, and let's learn a little bit about you, where you're from, where you went to school, what led you into healthcare, and especially into the personnel side of healthcare.
Sure. So really what led me into it is, I've had an extensive background in human resources with resort hotel management. So that's kind of where I came from. COVID obviously put a stop to that. So I'll let you know that I grew up around this area. So I grew up in Potter. My mother actually worked for Soldiers and Sailors Nutritional Services for 25 years. I'm very familiar with Finger Lakes Health. My grandmother and my grandfather were in the homestead. It was a special CNA who got my grandfather out of the homestead living on his own for the last 8 years of his life. So I've always been committed to Finger Lakes. So when COVID came and, you know, I lost what I had been doing forever, Finger Lakes Health was wonderful and gave me this awesome opportunity to get involved with healthcare. So that's how I ended up working in talent acquisition here. And I cannot say enough for what Finger Lakes Health has done for me personally, because I came in not knowing nothing about, I knew absolutely nothing about healthcare. So I got help from so many people, whether it be the VP of HR, the CNO, the CMO. I mean, I could call and talk to anyone and get answers to my questions. So that's how I got where I am.
Just learning those acronyms takes like the first couple weeks on the job. I've been learning them here over a long period of time. And by the way, I live in Rushville, so Yates County. Go to Yates County. So that leads to the question, what are the differences between recruiting in the resort field and recruiting in the healthcare field?
Well, healthcare, you're definitely looking for somebody, you need those specialized skills. So we're looking, you know, RNs, LPNs, CNAs. You have to be certified to work in our skilled nursing facilities. You have to be a CNA. That's the difference. You know, some of the other differences are, it's all frontline service, but it's specialized skill. So not everybody has those skills. So it's very difficult to try to hone in on those and get the people that we are definitely interested in and try to show them what we can do for them.
I know your relative. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think one difference people don't think about as well is this industry, more than many others, has a real opportunity for career growth and a career path. And certainly other industries have that as well. But we invest in training our own. We invest in home, sort of a homegrown, growing our own. You start with us as a CNA. We have countless stories of people who've started in a CNA role, which is a paid training program, by the way, and we'll talk about that. But then you can become an LPN within a 10-month program. You can become an RN within a 2-year program.
Right.
So your ability to grow your career, grow your compensation, grow your role and your influence within the work that you do, perhaps take on additional. There's also many, many people who start in a role and stay in a role. We have incredible longevity. So every year at our employee recognition dinner, we recognize people for 42-year service, 44-year service, 41-year service. So there is something about that ability, because we're constantly evolving. It's so dynamic. I literally have been there 25 years as of last year, and I learn something new every single day. And for me, that's just been great for my growth. And I think Kara touched on that as well, in terms of the growth and the opportunity for that. You just can't get stale. I will tell you that.
Well, and you have the advantage. You can sell Finger Lakes Health, and you can also sell the place. You can say, we're a great health system to work for. Oh, and by the way, lakes and wine and beauty.
Great work-life balance here, really. So that's one of the things that we were able to sell to some of our potential candidates. And we've had quite a few individuals come from outside of the area, and that's kind of why they settled here. And it was because we offer that work-life balance. Outside of work, you have this wonderful environment to partake in. So
let's talk about some of the incentive programs you offer. Let's start with, if somebody isn't in the field, if they're looking to find their career field, how do you steer them into the health field, and specifically Finger Lakes Health?
Well, you know, one of the things that I always like to talk to people about, especially if they're interested in patient care, we offer CNA training programs, free CNA training programs 7 times a year. We have a class going out March 7th, April 18th, June 6th, July 25th, September 12th, and November 7th, 4-week paid training. Anybody interested in that, we can bring them on. They start as a unit helper working in our skilled nursing facilities, helping the CNAs, learning what a CNA does. They grow through the 4 weeks of training, become certified, and then they'll be able to become a CNA. So that's paid. They also receive a sign-on bonus for that as well. And then, of course, we have Marion S. Whelan School of Practical Nursing right next door, and Finger Lakes Health College of Nursing for our RN program. So that's kind of how we like to steer them, because you can start out as a CNA, and then you have the opportunity to come on as an go to go to our Mary S. Whelan School to become an LPN, hop on with us as an LPN, become an RN. I think about, you know, our director of nursing at one of our skilled nursing facilities. I mean, that's exactly how she started out. She's in a director level right now. She was talking to the students the other day at the college, and it really had these students take a second look, because they were looking at someone that was walking in their shoes at one point. So that was certainly helpful. But I always like to talk about CNA training, because that's a wonderful opportunity. Start there, or in a nursing assistant position in acute care at Geneva General Hospital or Soldiers and Sailors Hospital. Start in that position. Really learn the fundamentals of patient care. You will learn so much so quickly, hands-on. That's where a lot of our RNs, LPNs have started, NAs, CNAs.
Phlebotomy is another area, which is clinical area. Where we'll do on-the-job training.
We will do on-the-job training. We will do on-the-job certification for phlebotomy as well. So that's another awesome opportunity.
Do you do a significant amount of recruiting from people already in the system working for somebody else and say, hey, we've been voted a great place to work, teamwork, family here, opportunity, come join our system?
We do. And one of our selling points is, you know, I would say it's our size. So look, we're too big to be considered small. We're too small to be considered big. So here we are, we're in this perfect type of size. So where we can recognize you, we know your name, we know our employees, and so we're able to see you grow and afford you the ability to do that.
Talk about the programs you have, because one of the big things that people face when they get done their education is debt. So talk about things like tuition buyback. These financial incentives.
Absolutely.
That help people out when they graduate and they're ready to work.
Yes. So if you are an RN or an LPN, we will buy back your tuition. So it's a really easy process. If you go to our college, we'll double the tuition buyback. So we will buy that back. The other thing, too, is we offer tuition assistance programs across the board to any of our employees who wish to continue their education, to further their career within our system. We have that availability, too.
And MedTechs as well is another area. We have some tuition buyback as well that the foundation has supported.
Yep.
So I know that we have foundation support as well as organizational support to really, in essence, we want to remove the barriers. Our goal is to remove those barriers that might be holding someone back, even from a later career change. We have people who come in as a new grad or new, exciting, and have a plan as a young person out of high school or college. Some of the programs we've talked about. We also have people who change careers midstream. You just talked about it for yourself. You know, things change. The environment has changed, and people started to question for themselves the role they could play and how they could build meaning and purpose. And what better way to have meaning and purpose in your work than to work for a place that cares for patients and is part of the community.
And one of the things I've always talked about in these conversations over the years is that healthcare careers are extremely portable. You can go live any place you want in the country, because all these systems, we know there's a shortage of personnel. Or if your spouse gets transferred to Colorado, if you've got these skills, you're going to be able to find a job in the field.
Absolutely. We have a job for everyone, Liz, I was saying earlier.
The personnel office, by the way, if you want to fill out an application, 45 Seneca Street in Geneva, downtown, and then also in Penyan at Soldiers and Sailors Hospital at 418 North Main Street. And you can call 315-787-4039 and talk to the human resources team. So the last thing is, give us your quick elevator speech, 30 seconds. Why should I work for Finger Lakes Health?
So Finger Lakes Health, we offer so much opportunity. We will support you no matter what you come in as. We will help you throughout your career. We offer tuition assistance. We will buy back your tuition. We're an extension of the community here. So it's a lot different than working for a larger facility. We will know your name. We'll know who you are. We'll see your weaknesses and we'll help develop that. And of course, we're going to bring out your strengths and make you the best leader that we possibly can.
It's a pretty good speech. Thank you, Kara.
I'm going to pop in real quick to say our 45 Seneca Street address has changed.
Oh.
We're now at up at Liberty Commons. You can fill out an application online, which is really the best way to start, but also you can pop in and do it with us. We with support. We have stations where people can sit right there. But we are Finger Lakes Health Commons, which is formerly Liberty Commons,
right,
which is where the UPS store is. So I would encourage people for drop-ins, yep, encourage them to go there, because I'm grateful to say our friends at the Finger Lakes Federal Credit Union are now at the 45 Seneca Street address. So we'll get that updated.
All right. Well, I do business with them, and I've done business with you. So thank you both for being here. We appreciate it. And thank you, as always, Laura, for bringing us great guests.
Thank you, Ted. Great to see you.
All right. We'll get healthy again in a couple of weeks. It's 8:51 now.